House Rules Committee back to order at 11:44 PM. For the record, Representative Morgan, Cog, Hill, Rookwood, Cott, McGuire, Berkowitz, and we're joined by Representative Williams. We do have a quorum to do business. We have before us a clean substitute for House Bill 404. Chair to entertain a motion to adopt the CS. Move the U version 5404. Any objections to adopting the committee substitute? Hearing none, so adopted. Now before us the committee substitute. Mr. Eckman, you want to just look and give us the 60-second nutshell?
60-second nutshell. For the record, Mr. Chairman, Peter Eckman's staff to the House Finance Committee. Earlier version that was looked at by the committee was about $88 million. The version you have in front of you now is about $141 million of mainly school deferred maintenance throughout the state, four construction projects, a couple museums and a library, and university projects, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any changes to the ACPE sections at all that need to be clarified? Or?
Record, through the chair, no. There's been no substantive changes to the ASLC portions of the bill.
Did you modify the match from the REAAs from the other version?
Through the chair, yes. Now the all of the projects are 100% grant funded in the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, any questions, Mr. Eckman? There was an inquiry made by one of the members regarding the university appropriation on the Juneau facility. It's in the bill at $5 million. The School of Fisheries and Oceanography in Juneau.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. The
was originally $7 million?
There is, not in any version of the bills, Mr. Chairman. There was probably a spreadsheet at one point in time that had it at that, but not in any other versions of the bill.
Here's a word made with high school.
Very good. Any questions, Mr. Eckman? Representative Williams? Any other questions? Thank you very much, sir. Is anybody else wish to testify, Representative Williams? Speak up, Bill.
I'd like to talk briefly about the Juneau area wide. $5 million. Was inadvertently changed from 7 to 5 when we were reducing the budget from a further version when we were adding. We did not put the money back in. I would suggest possibly, in the interest of time, that we do this amendment on the floor.
Can you brief that is?
Representative Curtula.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Williams is correct. It's page 21, line 24. It's the School of Fisheries and Ocean Science Research Facility in Juneau. It was at 9. The university can start at 7. They can't at 5. And I do think it was inadvertent once the other projects were moved up. It's been a top priority of the regions for many years, and it's leveraging federal funds. So it's really almost set to go. So that would be really wonderful for southeastern Alaska and the whole community.
That number should be what?
Should be at 7 instead of at 5.
Any estimates how long this would take, Greg?
I could run over.
If this is something that's an inadvertent change, if any, since we're still doing a work session.
President Berkowitz, go ahead.
Is anyone aware of any other inadvertent errors in the drafting?
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I think, looking over the names, I think the majority leader and the speaker have been inadvertently left off here. I think we've covered everybody else.
I'll share with mine.
I don't want none of yours. I wouldn't want to be tied to that one.
The minority leader wish to make any deletions?
But I'll bear it in mind for future reference.
Well, I think it's my desire to recommend to the body that we expedite the matters on the floor tonight and avoid any amendments that we can. Therefore, we should make any corrections at this stage. That's why we have rules committee hearings. And see assent from everybody. With that, Representative McGuire.
I'm not sure if it matters or not, but in talking with Representative Hawker, the Mears Middle School stuff, both the hot water heater and the bleachers, that's my district. Right in the heart of my district and not Ralph's. So I don't know if somebody's drafting anyway. This is just the worksheet, I guess, if you will.
It's not in the bill.
And so I'm just saying at some later point.
For the record, then, that's fine. But it doesn't affect the bill itself.
No, it's just the worksheet.
Right. So what's the will of the committee? You want to amend this thing or not?
Mr. Chairman, if we would hold this over until tomorrow morning, we could probably reach 200 million.
That's true.
I object.
Eagle River High School?
Eagle River High School is top priority for Anchorage.
I can see. It's like 1980s all over again. Are we having fun?
Actually, it's not.
We don't have any money.
You guys didn't really pay for it. That's true. It's kind of the theater of it. There's some cut. Are we going to make a motion on the amendment?
Which amendment are you talking about?
The Juno Amendment.
The Juno Amendment? I would move that we increase the Juno. Which it's on page 21, line 24, from 5 million to 17 million, with the other 10 million being deferred to Eagle River.
I don't worry. Do you want to restate your motion?
Move that we change 5 million to 7 million.
Any objections to the motion? Very nice, so adopted. That's will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move Committee Substitute Health Bill, House Bill 404, as amended out of committee with individual recommendations and the new fiscal note.
New fiscal note. We'll have to get a new fiscal note, too.
Just add 2 million to the old one.
Are there any objections to moving this Committee Substitute from the committee? Seeing none, so ordered. Thank you. And the committee is adjourned at 11:51.